פרק י"ג סעיף י"ז. אין להשתמש בשבס במשחת נעליים. אינו אלעת יוז על שבס שו פוליש. ובכל חוימה אחר הצווה את הנעליים ומחריק אותם. Or any sort of substance which makes them, dyes them, colors them, or even if it only makes them shine. וגם אם ניתנה משכם ערב שבת, אופן להפריקה בשבת, even if you put the substance on it on ערב שבת, you're not allowed to go and make it shine on Shabbat. As they shift shul from a brush head, using a brush, oy besmaltot, oy beyodov, besmaltot, or with your hands, and also the shaftes that are now the begodov, the matarazu. Some of all called that perk test vav, sif nun hei. What's he say? You're not allowed to go and color and put any dye or anything which puts color or any shoe polish on a shoe. Why? Because it's a tzoveya. The chiddush is even more than that. Even if it's already been polished and you want to shine it, shining itself is also issa from tzoveya. Because you're putting on it a new shine. So the same thing would be if you put already on Erev Shabbos or shoe polish, and you want to now shine it with a smaltut, with a mivreshet, with a brush, or even with your hands, or even with your begotim, even with your clothes. You're not allowed to do that on Shabbos if you want to shine it. Let's see if you can. You're allowed to take off the avak if it is a bit of dirt or if it's a bit of avak, you're allowed to take that off on Shabbos. Dust, you're allowed to take it off on Shabbos, even with your matzlit, even with a small tooth. Yeah, you're allowed to do that on Shabbos because you're not want it to shine. You only want to take off the dirt which is there. Take off the dust which is there. Ach yesh l'akpid shlo l'avrik etanal. Must make sure one doesn't go and make the shoe shiny. Only take off the dust, but not making it with more of a shine. He says in the footnote, you're even allowed to go and bang the shoe that the dust should come off it. No problem, because there's no issue to taking off the mud of the dust. The issue is only to go and make it shiny or to go and make it colored. The if you test, na'alayim or asuri mechoyim ha'anikot gems. Na'alayim which are made from gems, they're made from cloth. That you're not allowed to do because you've got a problem from normal libum. Because something which is made from cloth goes and absorbs the dirt, gets absorbed in the cloth itself. That you're not allowed to clean it because it's a libum. Till now we discussed shoes. Shoes are only leather. Leather that doesn't have it's a libum from what is done only if you soak. Only if you rub it. If you soak it, you're allowed. Leather is a substance which you're allowed to soak, but you're not allowed to go and rub. So here you've got no problems from leather. All shoes which are made from leather don't have the problems from libun, normally. They don't have a problem from libun. The only problem is what we said that it's from tzoveya. But if you've got shoes which are made from gem or made from a sort of cloth, you've got a normal problem from libun. There's in the footnote, therefore, if you don't have a problem from libun, even if you want to go and give it a bang on the shoe in order that the dust should come off, you're also not allowed to do that on Shabbos. Because that is the way you take off the dust which is inside the bath, which is inside the cloth. You're not allowed to do because of libun.